Police in Colombia continue their violent crackdown on protests that have swept the country since last month. Dozens have died in the unrest, which began in response to a tax proposal, but has come to embody the country's despair over COVID-19, poverty, and injustice. John Otis reports for NPR from Colombia, and he joins us now with the latest. And John, protesters have blocked roads and attacked police stations, and police have responded with what the United Nations Human Rights Office has actually called excessive force. Where does the protest movement stand today?
We're about 2 weeks into this, and it shows no sign of letting up. And what happened is, as you mentioned, there was a lot of police violence, a big police crackdown against the protesters. And just in the first couple of days, two dozen people were killed. And, more than 100 people are missing right now. And so that's just sort of caused even more protests. It's kind of a snowball effect. People are now out there protesting because they're angry about police violence. And so it's sort of hard to see how this is going to come to an end.
Two dozen people killed and 100 or more than 100 people missing. Can you give us a sense of who these folks are who are participating in these protests? And it's become a national movement.
That's right. It's not, a lot of times protests just happen here in Bogota, the capital, but this one is a little different because it's a nationwide protest. They're calling it a national strike. And in terms of the people who are participating, I've met retirees. There are students who say, they've had to drop out of school during the pandemic. There's indigenous groups who are protesting. There's been a fair amount of violence as well, a lot of it coming from the police side. But there have also been a lot of vandalism, looting and burning and destroying bus stations. So the government is sort of trying to crack down on that. And they're trying to paint the protest movement as sort of a criminal movement. And that's causing even more anger among the protesters.
Well, is the government making any concessions at all?
Well, they have backed down on their proposed tax hike. But that's really about it so far. Only today is the government sitting down with the leaders of the protest movement to try to figure out where we go from here. But it's a really difficult situation because everything the protesters are asking for is going to require more government spending. And the government's running a big deficit right now in their effort to raise taxes to get more money to pay for some of the things that the protesters want was the thing that started the protests in the first place. So it's difficult to see where this is going to go. The government just doesn't have very much room to maneuver at this point.
Reporter John Otis in Colombia, thank you so much for this update.
Thank you very much.